Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we plunge into The Four by Scott Galloway, a thought-provoking exploration of the digital age's towering titans, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google. Galloway, a seasoned professor at New York University's Stern School of Business and a successful entrepreneur, dissects how these corporations have not only transformed the world, but also crafted their colossal success. Throughout the book, Galloway poses and answers critical questions about the influence of these companies, the secrets behind their success, and what it takes for other companies to achieve similar heights in a world dominated by these powerhouses. Who should pick up this book? If you're tethered to your iPhone, find yourself regularly shopping on Amazon, searching on Google, or scrolling through Facebook, this book has insights directly impacting your digital life. Moreover, business enthusiasts and analysts will find Galloway's deep dives into brand strategy and digital marketing particularly enlightening. Tune in to discover how these four companies continue to shape our technology, our markets, and our very lives. The Four, the Hidden DNA of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. Introduction: Exploring the Titans of Tech, from Apple to Amazon. Do you own an iPhone, or perhaps a MacBook? No? Well, maybe you've scrolled through Facebook or uploaded a picture today. If not, think about when you last ordered something from Amazon, or last typed a query into Google. There's a strong chance you've interacted with at least one of these tech giants very recently. Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Google, all of which are integral to the digital tapestry of our daily lives. These behemoths don't just dominate the tech industry, they shape our behaviors, preferences, and ultimately, the fabric of our society. This narrative explores how these four companies ascended to the apex of the tech world. It's a testament not only to their groundbreaking innovations and savvy business strategies, but also to their complex motives, which at times may not wholly align with the altruistic images they project. You will learn through this exploration what could possibly herald the rise of a fifth tech giant, the advantages why thriving in an urban setting can be beneficial for your career, especially in tech-centric cities, and the intriguing ways Apple designs its products to resonate on a very personal, almost instinctual level. By delving into the operations, cultural impacts, and potential future of these tech titans, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Google, you'll gain a deeper understanding of how deeply they are embedded into the framework of modern existence and what that means for future innovation and competition in the tech sphere. Part 1. The Dual Nature of Tech. Titans: Power, Progress, and Controversy. It's nearly impossible to go a day without engaging with one of four influential companies, cleverly dubbed the Four Horsemen by the author. Each of these entities addresses a fundamental human need, but perhaps not always with the purest of intentions. Google, replacing the divine, provides answers to our questions with a speed and efficiency that no ancient oracle could match. Here, knowledge is not earned through pilgrimage but accessed with a click, the modern-day equivalent of prayer. Facebook has stepped into the emotional gaps left by our busy lives, offering connection and community at the touch of a button. This digital giant wraps up companionship in the form of likes, comments, and shares, redefining friendship in the 21st century. Apple, on the other hand, taps into our desire for status and appeal. Products like the iPhone and MacBook might falter in a head-to-head spec showdown with competitors, but they win hands down in the allure department, bolstering our persona with every sleek device. And then there's Amazon, the cathedral of consumerism, ready to satisfy any whim, whether it's a sudden craving for sushi or a rare edition of a beloved novel. It's become the default shopping destination for millions globally, not just an online retailer, but a pivotal aspect of shopping behavior. In the US, Amazon is the go-to site for online purchases and quickly gaining ground internationally. Apple not only dominates the tech scene with its highly coveted gadgets, but also stands as the most profitable entity in its field. Meanwhile, Facebook draws about 1.2 billion people daily into its virtual square, becoming a new sort of global meeting point. Google serves as the swift provider of all searchable knowledge, delivering answers in fractions of a second that ancient seers could never dream. These companies, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple, have undeniably transformed our world, often for the better. They've created countless jobs, pioneered revolutionary products, and offered services that enhance our daily lives. However, it's important to recognize that their influence is not entirely benevolent. Consider this: Amazon avoids paying sales taxes and has faced criticism for its labor practices. Apple has resisted government orders that conflict with its privacy stance, even in matters of national security. Facebook has turned personal data into a commodity, trading privacy for profits. Google, meanwhile, fights rigorously to fend off regulations that seek to curb its market dominance. Thus, as we continue to integrate these companies into our lives, it's crucial to understand both their monumental contributions to our world and the ethical controversies they bring along. Let's dive deeper to uncover the full story behind these modern-day behemoths. Part 2, Amazon: From a Retail Revolution to a Job Market Challenge. Focusing on Amazon, the epitome of modern-day consumption, we witness a company that instinctively connects with our deepest, primitive urges to accumulate resources. But what are the implications of its sweeping success? Amazon, often referred to as the horseman of consumption, has reshaped how we purchase and procure practically everything. In 2016, this giant was responsible for about half of the total growth in the online retail sector in the United States. By 2017, an impressive 52% of American households were subscribed to Amazon Prime. This massive uptake is rooted deeply in our natural inclinations. Historically, humans thrived as hunter-gatherers. Those who could adeptly collect and store resources were more likely to survive and attract mates. This instinct has evolved into a modern drive to shop and stockpile, making consumption a celebrated activity in capitalist societies. Amazon has harnessed this drive more effectively than any other enterprise, offering an endless array of items. Books, gadgets, groceries, delivered swiftly to our doorsteps. The sheer scale of Amazon's operations is the linchpin of its success. With a reach that spans millions of customers and the capability to expand into nearly any retail category, Amazon's growth trajectory seems unstoppable. However, this expansion comes with significant trade-offs in the broader economic landscape. Amazon's dominance allows it to undercut nearly all competition, often leading to the shuttering of other businesses and a consequential loss of jobs. This competitive edge, while beneficial for consumers seeking lower prices and convenience, has contributed to the decline of traditional retail jobs. Moreover, the transformative impact of Amazon's operational model is evident in its fulfillment centers. There is a striking shortage of human presence in these warehouses, increasingly replaced by automated systems and robots. In fact, it is estimated that in 2017 alone, Amazon's expansion could be linked to the displacement of approximately 76,000 jobs. As Amazon continues on its path potentially to become the world's first trillion-dollar company, it prompts us to question, what is the real cost of convenience? And at what point does the drive for innovation and efficiency encroach too heavily on the job market and the fabric of our communities? These are the pressing issues as we delve into the dual-edged impact of this colossal retailer. Part 3: Apple's Aura of Exclusivity and the Power of Defiance. Apple stands out not just as a technology company, but as a cultural phenomenon that taps deeply into our desire to feel unique and special. But how does this identity play out when faced with legal and ethical dilemmas? Take the incident on December 2, 2015, when Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, committed a horrifying act of terrorism, murdering 14 of Farooq's co-workers. The investigation led the FBI to Farooq's iPhone, which was locked. A court order was issued for Apple to unlock it to aid the investigation, but Apple refused, citing user privacy and security concerns. Surprisingly, this stance was met with significant public support. But why? Imagine if the phone in question had been a BlackBerry or another brand. Would there have been the same defiance without public backlash? Probably not. Unlike other tech companies that might have faced severe consequences, Apple has cultivated an image that seems to elevate it above the fray. With iconic leadership in Steve Jobs and products like the iPhone and MacBook that symbolize innovation and coolness, Apple has carved out a space where it can play by its own rules. This unique positioning is intricately linked to Apple's financial success and market differentiation. In 2015, Apple achieved a staggering net profit of $53.4 billion, an unprecedented figure for a single company. Despite only controlling 14.5% of the smartphone market in 2016, Apple claimed 79% of all the market's profits. So what is Apple's secret? It lies in their ability to market their products not just as electronics, but as luxury items that promise an enhanced personal image and an elite status. Apple aligns with luxury brands like Porsche and Prada through several characteristics. An iconic founder in Steve Jobs, reminiscent of key figures in luxury brand history, a commitment to simplicity and sleekness in design, which speaks to sophisticated artisanship, premium pricing despite relatively low production costs, positioning their products as aspirational items. Apple's success, therefore, isn't merely about technological superiority. It's about creating desire, the allure of luxury, and the appeal of being part of an exclusive club. This notion of exclusivity and defiance not only fuels consumer loyalty, but also shapes Apple's public and legal interactions, asserting that, in the realm of public perception and market success, Apple truly does make its own rules. Part 4. The complex web of Facebook, social connection, and data commodification. Facebook, with its staggering 1.2 billion daily active users, stands as a monumental figure in the digital age, rivaling the influence of major world religions in just 14 years since its inception. How has this tech giant ascended to such heights? It boils down to a fundamental human desire, the need for social interaction. Facebook has become arguably the most successful platform in human history for fostering connections. From rekindling friendships with old schoolmates to sharing photos of personal milestones, Facebook enhances our sense of community and belonging. This profound ability to satisfy our social needs partly explains its daily engagement numbers. However, beneath the surface of these interactions, Facebook operates on another level entirely. It meticulously harnesses our personal data as a commodity. Each like, share, or post is not just a display of social activity, but a valuable piece of data that Facebook uses to understand more about your preferences, affiliations, and lifestyle. For instance, if your interactions on Facebook suggest a political leaning or a preference for certain types of news, this information becomes a tool for advertisers. They use these insights to tailor advertisements and content that align with your interests and beliefs, enhancing the likelihood of engagement and, subsequently, revenue. Moreover, Facebook's classification as a platform rather than a media entity allows it to sidestep the financial and ethical responsibilities typically associated with news dissemination. Unlike traditional media outlets, Facebook claims no responsibility for the content it hosts, which keeps operational costs remarkably low but raises significant ethical concerns. Content on Facebook is curated through algorithms that often echo and reinforce a user's existing beliefs, creating echo chambers that exacerbate societal divisions. This polarization is a side effect of Facebook's business model, which prioritizes user engagement over a balanced presentation of information. Thus, while Facebook undoubtedly connects us in unprecedented ways, it also poses new challenges and raises questions about privacy, responsibility, and the role of technology in public discourse and democracy. Understanding these dual aspects of Facebook is crucial as we navigate the complexities of our interconnected digital lives. Part 5. Google, the digital deity of the information age. In an era long before the dawn of digital technology, humanity looked to the heavens for answers, finding solace and guidance in the divine. Fast forward to today, and it appears we've anointed a new omnipresent force, Google. With a basic shift in our cultural practices, our collective gaze has turned from celestial to screen-bound. Google, with its vast reservoir of information, has become the modern sanctuary where we seek answers. This digital powerhouse processes an astonishing 3.5 billion queries each day from all corners of the globe, positioning itself as both omnipotent and omniscient in the digital age. In ancient times, the unanswered mysteries of life were the domain of the gods. Today, we exist in a reality dominated by a surfeit of information, readily accessible with a few keystrokes. Google stands at the ready, a digital oracle, to dispel uncertainty with immediacy and precision. The intimacy of our relationship with Google is profound. Each search query reveals a facet of our desires, fears, and curiosities. Searching for an old flame, querying symptoms of an ailment, these searches are confessions, each one sketching a more detailed portrait of our personal narratives in the vast database of Google. This confessional relationship has empowered Google immensely, making it a formidable entity, not only in the realm of technology, but also in advertising. The delicate fragments of personal data we feed it inadvertently shape a potent tool for targeted marketing. In 2016 alone, Google transformed this data into a staggering $36 billion revenue stream. Thus, Google's role extends beyond that of a mere provider of answers. It mirrors the omnipresence, omniscience, and trust traditionally associated with a deity, albeit in a distinctly contemporary context. This seamless integration of Google into daily life invites us to reflect on its influence and the new kind of faith we place in technology. Part 6. The Art of Temptation. How the Four Horsemen Win Our Hearts, Minds, and Desires. The influence of the Four Horsemen, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, extends deep into our lives, not just through innovation and service, but also by tapping into our deepest desires and needs through somewhat covert tactics. Starting with Apple, a bold example of this cunning strategy can be observed in the creation of its revolutionary computer interface. Apple's breakthrough with the mouse-driven graphical user interface was not a feat of original invention, but rather a strategic appropriation from Xerox. Xerox conceptualized the desktop interface, but lacked the means to fully develop or capitalize on it. Apple, recognizing the potential, adapted this technology effectively and thus changed the face of personal computing forever. Google's approach, while less about taking a tangible product, involves collecting vast amounts of information and offering it back to users through powerful search capabilities. This data, while publicly accessible, is skillfully leveraged by Google to provide services that, while free, generate significant profit from advertising based on user search queries. Facebook, in a similar vein, capitalizes on the content created by its users. Every photo, status update, and like adds to a reservoir of data that Facebook then monetizes by selling targeted advertising opportunities, essentially borrowing personal expressions to generate revenue. Amazon completes this quartet by enticing sellers to its massive platform, initially offering them access to a vast customer base. However, as these third-party sellers become successful, Amazon observes and learns from their sales data, often introducing competing products at lower prices, subtly borrowing their business insights. The influence of these companies is not simply a matter of market dynamics, but a psychological one, targeting three crucial aspects of human experience: intellect, emotion, and desire. Google and Amazon appeal to the intellect, simplifying complex decision-making processes and providing efficient solutions that cater to rational cost-benefit analyses. Facebook nurtures the emotional need for connection, creating virtual spaces where users can feel a sense of belonging and interpersonal closeness, even across great distances. Apple, with its sleek designs and cutting-edge technology, plays to our aspirations and desires, aligning its products with notions of status and allure, promising not just a smartphone or laptop, but a symbol of sophistication and appeal. Thus, while they undoubtedly provide valuable services that enhance certain aspects of our lives, the Four Horsemen also deftly extract substantial value from us, making them not just innovators but also masterful extractors of personal and economic capital. Part 7. Blueprint for a Trillion-Dollar Titan: The Essential Elements. As the Four Horsemen, Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, continue to stride across the global economic landscape, the question arises: could a fifth horseman emerge, disrupting the status quo and possibly becoming the first company to reach a trillion-dollar valuation? According to the author, achieving this monumental goal would require mastery of 8 critical attributes, collectively known as the T algorithm. Here's a closer look at these indispensable factors. Firstly, the area of product differentiation is crucial. Just as Apple revolutionized communication with the iPhone and Amazon transformed logistics with lightning-fast delivery, a new contender would need to introduce a similarly groundbreaking product or service that distinctly stands out in the market. Secondly, visionary capital is essential. Like Google's mission to organize the world's information or Facebook's aim to connect the planet, a captivating vision can magnetically attract both investors and consumers, fueling rapid growth and expansion. Third, global reach is non-negotiable. A trillion-dollar valuation demands a market presence that spans the globe, ideally facilitated by a digital component, making the product or service universally accessible. Fourth on the list is likability. In an era where public perception can make or break megacorporations, maintaining a favorable image is key to dodging regulatory and public relations pitfalls that have occasionally ensnared the current giants. Fifth, vertical integration controls the production and distribution channels, ensuring that the entire supply chain works in harmony to optimize efficiencies and profit margins, a strategy well employed by all of the Four Horsemen. Sixth, prowess in artificial intelligence and data management underlies the operational capabilities of these companies, streamlining processes and personalizing customer experiences, an area where any new entrant must excel. Seventh, the accelerant factor pertains to the company's appeal as a career launcher. The most talented individuals should view the company as a vehicle for significant professional growth and opportunities. Lastly, geography plays a strategic role. Proximity to leading universities and a symbiotic relationship with these institutions can provide continuous access to fresh talent and innovative ideas, much like the existing horsemen benefit from their ties to places like Stanford and Berkeley. Who then might ascend as the fifth horseman? It's a thrilling prospect. A new titan on the horizon, equipped with these 8 critical attributes, poised to redefine industry standards and carve out a trillion-dollar niche in the global marketplace. Part 8, potential contenders for the title of the fifth horseman. As the digital and economic landscapes continue to evolve, speculation is rife about which company might ascend as the potent fifth horseman, potentially joining or even surpassing the likes of Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook. Among the myriad of global enterprises, a few stand out as strong candidates for this elite status. Alibaba, the behemoth from China, tops the list with its massive influence in the e-commerce sector. As the world's largest retailer, Alibaba boasts nearly 500 million active users and accounts for 63% of all retail in China. However, its ambitions to be recognized as the fifth horseman face significant hurdles. Globally, Alibaba lacks the ubiquity it enjoys at home, and its close ties with the Chinese government could deter Western investors, crucial for global expansion and recognition. Uber, the revolutionary ride-sharing platform, also shows promise with its vast network of 2 million drivers, operation in 80 countries, and service across 600 cities. Uber's impressive global reach and its ability to attract visionary capital make it a formidable candidate. However, the company has struggled with public perception issues, particularly under the controversial leadership of its former CEO, Travis Kalanick, and allegations of questionable practices like tracking riders without consent. Turning to more established giants, Microsoft and Walmart both present intriguing possibilities. Microsoft, with its dominant Windows operating system present on 90% of desktops worldwide and its ownership of LinkedIn, has a broad and profound technological influence. If LinkedIn's network expands to rival Facebook's user base, Microsoft could leverage this vast professional network to climb to the top. Walmart, on the other hand, while an older contender, continues to hold significant sway in the retail world with 12,000 stores globally. However, Walmart's image has suffered due to perceptions of it undermining small businesses and the low wages it pays its workers, which could impede its climb to the top. Each of these companies possesses some of the 8 critical attributes listed in the T algorithm necessary for achieving trillion-dollar status, but also faces distinct challenges. As the business world watches these giants, it will be fascinating to see which, if any, can overcome these obstacles to become the legendary fifth horseman. Part 9. Navigating success in the realm of the four titans. In a world dominated by the powerful forces of the four, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google, gaining a competitive edge requires not just skill, but strategic, personal, and professional development. Here's how you can thrive amidst these giants. First and foremost, cultivating key personal attributes is crucial. Begin with emotional maturity. In these rapidly evolving times, your ability to stay composed and dependable in stressful situations will make you invaluable. Next, embrace curiosity. The digital landscape is constantly shifting, so nurturing a desire to learn and adapt is essential. Lastly, adopt a spirit of ownership towards your tasks and projects. This will not only enhance your responsibility, but also foster a deep sense of connection to your work. Education plays a pivotal role in securing a more prosperous future. If feasible, aim for higher education. College graduates generally earn significantly more over their lifetimes compared to those with only high school diplomas. However, if college isn't in your plans, acquiring certifications in specific fields can also boost your marketability. Whether it's in IT, healthcare, or creative industries, having formal recognition of your skills can set you apart. Another strategic move is relocating to a city. Urban centers are hotbeds of opportunity, pulsating with information, wealth, and power. The majority of new jobs and career opportunities are created in these bustling environments. If you're seeking growth and progress, being in the heart of a city can dramatically increase your chances of achieving it. Lastly, it's time to actively promote your talents and achievements. In today's digital age, platforms like LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube are not just social networks but powerful tools for personal branding. Establish a solid online presence, share your professional journey, and connect with like-minded individuals and potential employers. The dominance of the four has undoubtedly sculpted the professional landscape. By understanding these dynamics and strategically positioning yourself, you can not only navigate but also succeed in this world shaped by these tech powerhouses. Final summary. The profound impact of the four horsemen, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google, stretches beyond our digital experiences to influence the broader corporate landscape. These entities have not only become the cornerstones of the tech industry, but also the most valuable companies worldwide. Their meteoric rise to success can largely be attributed to their keen ability to tap into our fundamental human desires, albeit not without engaging in practices that sometimes skirt ethical boundaries. As these tech behemoths continue to shape our world, it's crucial to recognize that their dominance, while significant, may not be permanent. the potential emergence of a fifth horseman, or the decline of one among the current four, could reshape the competitive dynamics yet again. Understanding how to adapt and flourish in the ecosystem they've established will be key to professional and personal success in this new era. Whether it's by enhancing personal skills, leveraging educational opportunities, or strategically positioning oneself in urban centers of innovation, there are clear strategies we can employ to navigate and succeed in this landscape dictated by these powerful technological titans. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.